This jacket is just to cover my wrinkled shirt. I was perspiring in the car. I didn't have my jacket on, but it looked terrible when I ran out of the car, so I just, this was in the back seat. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable. You don't feel. Okay. That I had on. You know, I come from the big city, so that I didn't even remember that I had it on. I'm so glad. I saw your name this morning at church on the birthday list, and I was so glad that I was going to be here for your birthday and John's birthday and Sister Gladys' birthday. Now, if we heard their stories, each one would be different. But they're all serving and loving and praising the same Savior. They love Jesus tonight. They've begun to walk with Him and serve Him and find joy in His presence, joy in Jesus. Delight yourself also in the Lord. I enjoyed what I heard you say, Caleb, and reminded me of a song that I'm not going to sing, but just the first verse says this, and I think we'll all find this out more and more. This realization will dawn on us more and more as we follow the Lord and come closer to Him and know Him better. I sought the Lord, and afterward I knew He drew my soul to seek Him, seeking me. It was not I that found, O Savior true, no, I was found of Thee. And it goes on, but that great love, in tenderness He sought me. Oh, the love that sought me. Oh, the blood that bought me. Oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. And I believe we grow in this understanding and appreciation, and the love of God in Christ becomes more and more wonderful to us as we go along with Jesus and get to know Him better. And He fills not only our every need, as Caleb said, but our every longing, as we've heard also tonight, and we can't help but love Him and thank Him. Since I heard His loving call, He has become sweeter than all, we just sang, sweeter than all. Though a vessel I may be, broken and small, yet His blessings fall on me. So I'm so thankful to be here tonight and to worship with you also. Praise the Lord. Just one thing, Brother Kenny, I don't want to take any more time away, but as you said, we're working together, right? In our staff theme for serving the Lord for today, it mentions about rejoicing, delighting ourselves in service, and giving ourselves to Him, and the joy of serving Jesus. It mentions the song, and I wondered if you were putting an emphasis on singing praise. Because of that, did you have that topic at all, at least in your heart? Because at the beginning of meeting, when I drove up, I heard everyone was praising the Lord, and I will praise Him. Glory to the Father and the Son and the Spirit. I will praise Him. And we were singing His praises, and that's the way it should be. When we are given to Him, the joy of the Lord just fills our hearts. And notice in tomorrow's reading and also Friday's reading, in tomorrow's reading, it's a poem about giving ourselves wholly and forever to the Lord, consecrating ourselves to Him as His servants. And the last couple of verses talk about the joy and the song of doing that. And then on Friday, the king, remember King David, he was happy with it too. And it speaks about not just our own joy and delight, but the delight that's in our king's heart when he receives us as responding to his love by giving ourselves, presenting ourselves to God. And this morning in our meeting, I started a song. It was just like Brother Kenny was doing. You know how these things flow one after another, and I didn't do it on purpose. But I didn't start this particular topic on purpose. We sang, "Love Lifted Me." And then we sang this verse, and only this verse. We didn't open the books, but we sang, I believe it's the second verse. And I said, there it is. I'm going to camp. This is our theme for the whole season, but today especially. It says, "All my heart to him I give, ever to him I'll cling, in his blessed presence live, ever his praises," what rhymes with cling? Sing, good. "Ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best songs. Faithful, loving service to him belongs." And then a lady got up and testified. One of your pastors, Sister Wendy, said, or one of the workers in that Woodhaven church, and she talked about the faithfulness of God. When nothing else could help, the chorus says that, when nothing else could help, she just gave thanks to God. And maybe that reminded me, along with your word about, I sought the Lord, and afterward I knew he drew my soul to seek him, seeking me. He's so faithful, so loving, so mighty. So mighty. He can take a poor lost sinner like me and lift him from the miry clay and set him free and put a song of joy in our hearts. And, you know, he made us for that. Is that something? He made us for his glory. And then he even commands us. Why would he command us to be joyful? We can't help but be joyful, right? But then he tells us that we should be, or we must be. Delight yourselves also in the Lord. You know, I think that is maybe one reason. I remember hearing a minister teach like this, that he made us for his glory, and it is to his glory and praise when his people are glad that they belong to him and find joy in serving him and building his kingdom and doing his will. And so it brings glory to him when we delight ourselves, you know, when it shows all over you that it's a happy thing to belong to Jesus, to be his and his alone. Praise the Lord. I could keep going, Brother Kenny, but what a great day to have a birthday, to sing the praises of God and know that God is with us. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and commit your way to the Lord is the next verse. Trust also in him. He shall bring it to pass. So we can trust in him and obey him and delight ourselves in him. And what do you think about that, Sarah? We go way back, don't we? It doesn't look it when I look at you, but she served here many, many years with Susan too, right? Way back, yeah. It's wonderful, isn't it, to walk with Jesus, to love and serve him. And we're finding it so more and more.
Thank you, Brother Ed. Let's sing number 471 before we just take a moment yet to look into God's word. 471, there is joy in serving Jesus. A good song for our theme. Amen. Praise God. Our young people sang that song at our wedding 24 years ago. Joy in serving Jesus. And it's really true. We do have great joy in serving Him, and it's getting better all the time. I was going to have the staff sing that last verse, and then joy in the midst, amid the darkest night. And I thought, I don't think it's that bad here. So I didn't call on them to sing that particular verse.